Confession number 59. I eagerly await the redemption of the body. As we consider the second half of Romans 8:23, let's listen to the whole verse. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. Yesterday, we took up the confession of first fruits. Did you think of anything you wanted to add to the list? One of the results of first fruits is the anticipation of more to come. In today's confession, we see one specific area, anticipation, the eager waiting for the redemption of our bodies. We have been redeemed. Of that we can be assured. Three truths about salvation is we have been saved, we are being saved, and we will be saved forever. The will be part is connected to our present confession. One of the future promises we can claim is the full redemption of our bodies. These present bodies are finite, and our spirit and soul are infinite, eternal. Our bodies have limitations. They get us into trouble, are prone to sickness and disease, and need to be constantly cared for every day. The new glorified body we will receive will be totally different. In a few days, we will actually conclude the confession project on that note. But today, let's walk today and make the most of today, making this day all it can be for the glory of God. And as we do, we can also walk with an attitude of anticipation of what will be ours one day, the full redemption of our bodies. Have a great day, and remember, confession number 59, I eagerly await the redemption of the body.